From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Police in the U.S. city of Charlotte, North Carolina remain on alert following a second night of violent protests after another fatal police shooting of an African-American man. The city is under a state of emergency. The demonstrations, which began peacefully, turned violent. This participant in the earlier demonstration says some people came to the march only to make trouble.
They started throwing gas. They started throwing everything. It was these loud things with a lot of, I don't know what it was, but they were just really rude. They had no compassion. They were even rude during our prayer. They were just rude for no reason.
Police fired tear gas and rubber bullets to try to disperse the crowd. The Charlotte government said one person shot Wednesday night by another civilian. Well, not police. The city government also retracted a statement that the person had died. The protest stemmed from a black Charlotte police officer fatally shooting 43-year-old Keith Lamont Scott Tuesday while he and other police were serving an arrest warrant at an apartment building for another person. Police say Scott had a gun when he got out of his car and ignored police commands to put the gun down. His killing comes just days after another black man was shot and killed by police in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton said Wednesday that the killings are unbearable and need to become intolerable. Republican Donald Trump tweeted, "The situations in Tulsa and Charlotte are tragic." A U.S. military official says Islamic State is suspected of firing a rocket or an artillery shell that landed on a military base in northern Iraq and may have contained a mustard agent. Authorities say tests will be done on an ordnance to determine if a chemical agent was used. An official said no one was hurt in Tuesday's attack at Kiara base, but several U.S. troops were on the base at the time. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry suggested to a high-level meeting at the U.N. Security Council that a sort of no-fly zone has to be in place in Syria. It's the latest recommendations toward helping humanitarian aid get to the people of Syria in dire need of assistance. Kerry did not single out Russian or Syrian planes, which are suspected of having a role in the attacks on the humanitarian convoy this week, which killed more than a dozen people.
On Monday, 20 aid workers were killed in an outrageous, sustained, two-hour attack directed at a fully authorized humanitarian mission near Aleppo. Fully authorized. All of the permits had been given. Everybody was on notice. Now, this attack has dealt a very heavy blow to our efforts to bring peace to Syria, and it raises a profound doubt about whether Russia and the Assad regime can or will live up to the obligations that they agreed to in Geneva.
As for his proposal on flight restrictions, Kerry said it will apply to all aircraft in specified areas of Syria, including planes flown by the United States and its coalition partners. The FBI is asking for the public's help in locating two men who allegedly found a piece of luggage on a New York sidewalk that contained an explosive device that may be tied to the suspect in Saturday's bombings in New York and New Jersey. The suspect, Ahmad Khan Rahami, faces multiple federal charges, including use of a weapon of mass destruction. Authorities arrested Rahami on Monday after an exchange of gunfire with police that left him and two officers wounded. Authorities on the U.S. island territory of Puerto Rico expect to have power Thursday restored to a large swath of the island. Schools and businesses were forced to close there on Wednesday after a fire at a power plant left just over 1 million people in the dark. The governor of the island said the fire destroyed a system that provides power to about 30% of the island and caused 15 additional fires across Puerto Rico as generators began to malfunction. Fortunately, no one was hurt. U.S. economic officials held the key interest rate steady at a near-record low level on Wednesday, but said the case for raising rates has strengthened. Many experts interpret that as a signal the U.S. Federal Reserve may boost interest rates in December. Central bankers use low interest rates like an accelerated pedal to boost economic growth and higher interest rates like a brake to keep the economy from crashing into high inflation. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington. Please join us for more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.